אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 441, הקדמה לספר הזוהר, אות למד ג'.
So we're reading from the introduction to the book of Zohar, Kabbalah for the student, page 127, item 33. Now remains the clarification of the sixth inquiry, which is the words of our sages who said that all the worlds, upper and lower, were created only for men. It seems very peculiar. For man, whose worth is but a wisp compared to the reality before us in this world, much less compared to the upper spiritual worlds, the Creator would go to all the trouble of creating all that for him. And even more peculiar is what would man need all these vast spiritual worlds for? And you must know that any contentment of our Maker from bestowing upon His creatures depends on the extent that the creatures feel Him, that He is the giver, and that He is the one who delights them. For then, He takes great pleasure in them, as a father playing with his beloved son, to the degree that the son feels and recognizes the greatness and exaltedness of his father. And his father shows him all the treasures he had prepared for him. As it is written, Ephraim, my darling son, is he joy of his parents. For whenever I speak of him, I earnestly remember him still. Hence, my heart yearneth for him. I will surely have compassion upon him, says the Lord. Observe these words carefully, and you can come to know the great delights of the Lord with those whole ones that have been granted, feeling him and recognizing his greatness in all the manners he has prepared for them, until they are like a father with his darling son, the joy of his parents. And we need not continue on that, for it is enough for us to know that for this contentment and delight with those whole ones, it was worth his while to create all the worlds, higher and lower alike.
Questions about this? Yes?
It says here that we need to be the child who is the joy of his parents, if I understood the text correctly.
This is, well, let's say, yes.
We, meaning the ten, that brings joy to the Creator.
Yes.
I want to ask about states that appear to the friends, where it's very difficult for them to see themselves as joyful to the Creator.
Through the friends. Before you do this amongst yourselves, you can't do this for the Creator. This should be clear. And there's nothing to talk about otherwise, because the Creator is the sum total of what you attain amongst yourselves. The sum of that, the summary of that, is the Creator, which is felt within you.
That's exactly the question, that the point that really bothers me, that if there's a friend who's in a very unpleasant and uncomfortable state, and I don't see how I, in his stead or someone else, in that place would be able to feel that is pleasing the Creator, that is.
But you, all of you together, are able.
So this is our role as a ten right now?
The ten is not a ten. The ten is one. If you don't achieve this one who bestow contentment upon the Creator, then there's no delight and no nothing. My dear son Ephraim is the ten. Yes, who else? Yes.
How does a deficiency of a friend become a deficiency of the ten? When a friend expresses his deficiency, how does it spread through the ten?
I don't know. You look for how. But I'm telling you, if it's not the deficiency of the ten, joy, sorrow, regardless of what, it should be belong to the entire ten. Otherwise, it's not felt by the Creator. You don't exist then. The Creator is connected to the center of the ten. Is there a result there, an outcome from the ten? It's felt then. If there isn't, the result, the outcome of the ten is not felt. You can cry out, shout. It's like shouting in the desert. Meaning, only to the extent that we can apply something within the ten, from there on, we can work with the Creator as the outcome of ten. This has to be as a condition put before us that you don't need to discuss it even. It's the law. It's Havaya. The Creator is the Keter. If you do not elevate everything throughout all of these Sfirot to the Keter, where it connects, it's not felt.
Is there a state? There's a state when I try to speak after a deficiency I absorbed from the ten, and sometimes a friend has a deficiency and the ten needs to absorb it.
It's not important. You can do whatever you want in there. It's not important. The important thing that it belongs to the ten, like the minyan, the prayer of many. That's how it works. If it happens, it does. If not, it doesn't. Let's say you have a minyan, a group of ten, and three or four are asleep, and two more went out to smoke, and so on and so forth. What do you call it then? You understand? A minyan must be a minyan. Ten. There is one exception where if there is only nine, you can add a child holding the book of Torah, the Testament, right? It's not exactly ten. The truth is, these are secrets of the Torah. We can't achieve a ten, right? But it doesn't pertain to the number. It's regarding unity, because as we've learned, there's the end of correction where there are things that we can't disclose, the Lev Ha'Aven, the heart of stone, and so on. The fact that we can't work with a complete ten exactly, but only nine and a bit, it's a hint, it's an intimation of that. Yes, Rostov.
Вопрос такой. Духовный хисарон – это радость и страдание одновременно.
Question is, spiritual deficiency is both sorrow and joy at the same time?
It's not sorrow. It's really, I don't know how to explain. Why should it be sorrow? There are many states in life, situations in life, where we are not perhaps completely whole in terms of the vessel, the fulfillment. But thanks to this, we're happy. I don't know how to... I don't know how to put it. I see people who grow very tired in many different situations and yet are happy. When you look at the body, it's suffering. When you look at the person, he's happy. There are many such states.
Ken.
Yes.
Me?
Who? Where are Kamiel? I can't see. Oh, there. Now I do. Kamiel.
Good morning, Rav, World, Lee. We here are Carmiel and Tveria groups together. We wanted to ask a deficiency for a question to awaken the Kli. Is that the right deficiency?
Yes.
What is the question in the lesson? What kind of a deficiency is that?
A question in the lesson, first of all, has to be directed towards connection. directed at connection. That's the main thing. And we need to understand. The upper light is in complete rest. Everything depends upon the vessels. The vessels are the chisaron, the lack. Now comes the question, what kind of lack do we want to evoke? Right? A lack for connection, that's good, right. Except that, connection for what purpose, following what? But all in all, my question ultimately needs to be directed towards a state where ultimately it brings about more connection. And then our effort in the direction of more connection is for to reach more connection, but the effort even in that direction brings about the reforming light. And that's what we need. Everything depends on the surrounding light. So the question needs to awaken everyone to unite more so that the surrounding light will need to come. And by the effort to connect, by our effort, we inhale, we draw the reforming light into ourselves. And that is the right question. All right?
Yes.
Well, so let's continue.
Item 34. To prepare his creatures to reach the aforementioned exalted degree, the Creator wanted to effect it by an order of 4 degrees that evolve one out of the other, called still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. These are, in fact, the 4 phases of the will to receive, by which the upper worlds is divided. For although the majority of the desire is in the 4th phase of the will to receive, it is impossible for the fourth phase to appear at once, but by its preceding 3 phases, in which and through which it gradually develops and appears until it is fully completed in the form of phase 4.
Meaning that our development is gradual. And of course, there are many degrees and sub-degrees, and we just have to understand that this is a process that we need during our life, our years. It takes time. We come there, we become older. We need to put all of that into the process, because for that, a person is born and exists. And I shouldn't look at it as if in a year or two I'm done with this university and I continue on my way. But until I correct my vessel, I come to the purpose of creation, the end of correction. I'm in this process, and whether I want to or not, I'm in this process. But I can draw it out for many, many different, reincarnations and years, and this is the difference between the path of Torah and the path of suffering. Other than it being more or less pleasant, it's also longer or shorter. But whatever may be, the process of the 4 phases needs to occur, transpire, and I need to go through it, but for sure, but I can hasten it, accelerate it, and also sweeten it. Yes, what?
Sergey from Moscow is asking, how can I make sure that I fulfill through the 10, or it only seems to me that I fulfill everything we're learning about through the 10?
What does it mean, it seems to me or not? I fulfill it through the 10. That's how the Creator gave me this state. That's how I see it, this world. And before me there is the 10 or some group, virtual or physical, where He brought me and He says, take this for yourself. This is my free choice. And then I actualize it, meaning the whole work is only in the 10.
How can I examine it?
What do you mean by examine?
How do I examine that I'm fulfilling what we're doing here through the 10? That I'm not in some kind of...
According to the rate of results, pleasant or unpleasant, but the rate the speed of the events which I go through, occasions rather, according to how much the friends influence me and I influence them, according to the teacher, the extent to which he can lead us forward, and according to the materials that we study, many such discernments from this world for now. But there must be changes.
Meaning, according to the number of my inner changes, can I say, oh, okay, I'm working in the...
Well, maybe you can't yet see the quantity of the inner changes, but yes, you need to try and reach it. But in general, how do we all apply what the Kabbalists write to us to apply? Rabash wrote it, we must do it. That's it. Every day, we do something from what he recommends.
In the ten, after a while, each one has his own role, each one has his own face.
A role? No. Everyone has the same role, to awaken the ten. There is no special role for everyone. Each one has to be the Malchut with respect to the other ones.
Well, I didn't manage to say what I wanted to say. Each one has... Well, I have my own relation to each of them.
Personality.
Personality.
Okay, corporeal personality.
And that doesn't seem to change. How can I examine it?
Because it's corporeal. Of course it won't change.
So?
You can't change it, and you are prohibited from trying to bend people just to awaken them as much as you can. So there will be those that will constantly jump around. No matter what I say, there will be those that raise their hand. Even before I finished the sentence, they already want to ask. There are those people. And there are those who don't ask a question for 10 years. It doesn't mean that they... Each one has its own. Nothing you can do. Okay. There you go. See? Another one. Okay, go. Ask. It's going to pressure you. I know you. Go on. Give him a mic. Forward. Put your hand up. You don't deserve it. Okay, fine.
Okay. Well, if it came over, so okay.
Why is it okay? I don't know, but fine.
Do we have the ability to determine regarding the rate of changes? You said it's according to the rate of change. Can we determine it or not?
Only you are responsible for the pace of change according to the pace of connection.
How? I don't understand. What does it mean, the pace of the change?
I don't want to say anything beyond that. I don't want to repeat again everything.
No, what is a pace of change? What is a change?
Change is a result of the intensity of connection. That's it. Isn't that clear, Niv?
He's not asking about how to make the change. He's asking what is a change? What is considered?
What is a change? A change is considered that I change my attitude towards spiritual development. That, just like today we spoke about it, that if beforehand I was yearning for revelation of the Creator, I now yearn for yearning for the Creator. You listening?
Yes, that's what we talked about all the time.
Right, that's called change.
How do you know? Regarding the rate. Well, now it's clear what the change is, but how do you know? What's a measure? Twice a day? Five times a year? I don't understand. What do you mean by rate?
We have an example, 400 times within what time frame?
Okay, but that's someone so high, we're still far from that.
I don't know, I don't think it's high or low, I want to be in that. That's it. I don't measure myself as him being high and I'm low.
I'll tell you why I'm asking. In 50 minutes from now, we're going to have a social discussion about the tens here. Now, it's the same questions that we're going to have. Should we move on to tens according to...
Don't start it now. You'll discuss it.
Okay, but I still want some guidance from you. Last question, and then I'll put the microphone back.
I don't know. I recommend just to think, when will we have the maximum pace? According to the derivative. Or exponent. When will we have the maximum advancement? What 10 can we achieve it in? Let's not now try and check it for a month or for 2 months in a 10 in such a way. Or maybe what, we have 20 tens here?
30.
30 tens, okay. Let's make from every 10 a change from another 10. And then in a month we can check 30 variations of types of tens.
There are many questions about it. I'm afraid to ask.
No, but it's all in your hands. That's what I want to say. You have nothing to ask me about it. Not at all. You must do all kinds of searches, all kinds of changes, to be active in it. And by that, we are... What do you call it? In that game where you sell, like a lottery, right? We need to constantly discuss how do we win the jackpot. We have to constantly be in that. We're not discussing the tens now. What do you want? Yes, Gilad.
Not about the tens, rather in the ten. In order to increase the greatness of the Creator, the deficiency, the yearning for the Creator, are we allowed to bother each other a little bit, to nag, to not only to talk about the greatness of the Creator, to sting each other a little bit, to do something?
I don't think that's good, because at the end of the day, even if it works for a single moment, when we leave that state, then that impression remains in the friend, and that's not good. That is not good. Yes.
So, what should we do when we see that now we just fell asleep? We forgot about the deficiency.
With respect to the group, with respect to everyone, but not to someone specific.
Not specifically.
Towards the 10, you can.
To do something about the 10. Of course, not personally to someone.
But also not what you guys are, but what we are.
Yes.
Okay. Onwards.
Item 35. In phase 1 of the will to receive, called still, which is the initial manifestation of the will to receive in this corporeal world, there is but a collective force of movement for the whole of the still category, but no motion is apparent in its particular items. This is because the will to receive generates needs, and the needs generate sufficient movements, enough to satisfy the need. And since there is only a small will to receive, it dominates only the whole of the category at once. But its power over the particular items is indistinguishable.
Is that clear? There's still will to receive, meaning the will to receive is in dominance, activating the still in such a way that it just does everything in a whole manner. Yes.
Item 36. The vegetative is added to it, which is phase 2 of the will to receive. Its measure is greater than in the still, and its will to receive dominates each and every item of its items, because each item has its own movement, expanding through its length and breadth, and moving towards the sun. Also, the matter of eating and drinking and secretion of waste is also apparent in each item. However, the sensation of freedom and individuality is still absent in them.
Here it's already scrutinizing something, what's food and waste, spiritual, corporeal, it doesn't matter, but there are systems, there are filtering systems in place of what is for the good of the goal and what isn't. Meaning, from that there already is a much more qualitative advancement in comparison to the still. Because he can filter out what's good to him towards the goal and what's bad to him towards the goal. And when he differentiates these two, then there are, in accordance to that, many forms in the vegetative through which he advances. Let's say, with relation to us, if we are on the degree of the vegetative, give me some kind of depiction, what it means to be in a state of vegetative. Go on, Niv.
When all of us have joint ascents and descents, we're all going through a state, a discernment about, in general, of the society, or a descent in the general society.
Yes, and? But where is this filter of what's good for us, what's bad for us? Otherwise, we're not vegetative. In other words, it's a system of scrutiny. That's what we need, right? Connection with a goal. Strength, the ability to differentiate between these things and those things, what's good and what's bad, with respect to the goal. To say that it's for my own benefit, for my spiritual development, and about something else, that it's not for my benefit. And that's how to advance. Now, you don't do this alone, but you do this as a group. In other words, the group needs to discuss what forms of connection, what forms of advancement, what kind of activities, everything that it has, it needs to discuss what's beneficial, what's harmful, because even the harmful is for the sake of the beneficial. It's been given to us on purpose from above, these kinds of discernments, in order for us to scrutinize them and to push away the negative as far away in order for it not to be as a disturbance. That's recognition of evil, and to bring the goodness as close as possible, to enjoy the goodness for attaining connection and the goal. Meanwhile, it's done in a kind of simple, coarse kind of way, but you do it as much as you can. It's like a baby. When he's a baby, he just grabs anything and puts it into his mouth, and when he grows up, then he can already start telling the difference and understanding what he should and what he shouldn't. So accordingly, he's given.
So, for instance, now we're going to have this discussion. If we can make it and have a group decision, it means that we may discern together as a group what's good for the goal and what isn't?
I don't know, but yes, more or less. We need to discuss everything in the group, not just to spread it, and it has to be very, very concrete that the goal is that we are as one. If we reach a state in our current state that we've been given, if we reach connection, then we already complete the degree, receive the light that reforms, that raises us to a different degree, and we begin to understand what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, what the teacher says, what's wanted from us. There is already the opening of the mind and the heart.
And if, for instance, we're incapable, and then we need like a certain committee, or that Rav himself will determine something we can't decide as a group,
you have to do this because through the realization of it, you draw the light, there are forms, and that makes you change. And then you start understanding things that we've spoken about, like in the last lesson, that you didn't grasp before. At least you have that feeling. There's something that I want to cling on to, like a baby that looks at a grown-up. He doesn't understand what he wants from it. There's already that feeling that there is something that you don't comprehend. And that too isn't simple. So here we have the opportunity. We'll connect and we'll see for our own eyes that we connect and suddenly it clicks, falls into place. Yes.
Can I ask a question that so you can guide us how to study the introduction, the way we learn it?
Study of the introduction depends on your level. It's a very, very special introduction.
I'll explain why I'm asking. It's because it always comes after very powerful workshops, and it seems to me that because, at least, I don't know yet how to relate to it as I should, it always goes to the mind, the intellect, to calm things down, as if there's a great gap between what we had before.
No. Imagine a 10 that's on the level of the still and a 10 that's on a level of the vegetative. What kind of work there is on that level and that level among the people? What they can attain? How can they hasten the state, the time, if they're on the degree of vegetative or inanimate? How can they filter out things for good or for bad? What's the attitude between one another? And there too, there is this filtering, this scrutiny. How they pray in order to apply to execute these stages along the way, that the light, that reforms will help them in their scrutinies. This is work that is very essential in its change between still and vegetative. In the still, there is the first prina, the first phase, and it guides itself. What does it mean that it guides itself? What do we look out for when we're in the ten? We are also looking out to not advancing. Why? Because we don't have enough strength. We don't have enough mind. I don't know where we're advancing to, so it's better to sit and do nothing. That's why to hold oneself on the degree of the still, that's a must. Then when we move to the vegetative, then we take... What do we take from the still in order to make it vegetative? But the still remains. Now, how do we, in the vegetative, duplicate towards the degree that will become the degree of vegetative? You just make a copy. You like control C, control V. You make a copy, and from this copy, you start building the vegetative. This is serious work, and you still hold on to the still because the still becomes the foundation for the vegetative, and then even more. Yes. If we will truly delve into this matter, I think this introduction and the introduction to Tess, I think they're not simple. I think they're the peak of Kabbalistic expression. Of Kabbalist expression that happened here. Okay, go on.
Item 37.
You just tell me when you want to stop, so we... 7, okay?
6:45, because we have...
Okay, go on.
Item 37. Atop that comes the animate category, which is phase 3 of the will to receive. Its measure is already completed to a great extent. For this will to receive already generates in each item a sensation of freedom and individuality, which is the life that is unique to each item separately. Yet, they still lack the sensation of others, meaning they have no preparation to share others' pains or their joys, etc.
This talk is talking about the group, not about an individual. An individual can't grow, he can't do a thing. Meaning it's talking about a ten that has a special character, a partsuf, a soul, that has already a special character, and now this character begins to be clarified. Yes.
Item 38. Above all comes the human species, which is phase 4 of the will to receive. It is the complete and final measure, and its will to receive includes the sensation of others as well. And if you wish to know the precise difference between phase 3 of the will to receive, which is in the animate, and the fourth phase of the will to receive in man, I shall tell you that it is as the worth of a single creature compared to the whole of reality. This is because the will to receive in the animate, which lacks the sensation of others, can only generate needs and desires to the extent that they are imprinted in that creature alone. But man, who can feel others too, becomes needy of everything that others have too, and is thus filled with envy to acquire everything that others have. When he has 100, he wants 200. And so his needs forever multiply until he wishes to devour all that there is in the whole world.
In other words, what there is inside a person is to add and to build oneself in addition to what he received in the time of his birth. That is the degree of speaking. It means that you are called man, meaning the connection of the ten. Okay?
No, not here, Sam.
Well, let's start over there.
I wanted to ask about item 36, the previous one. We talked about the difference between the still and vegetative. The vegetative can filter already, and it has some movement.
Also, the still does it, but it does it for his own sake. How do I take care of myself without changing? So that I won't change.
And then the vegetative makes a motion towards the goal.
Right.
So what's added now in the animate degree, on the vegetative?
We learn that the difference between all of them is in the scrutiny of freedom of choice. That to the extent he can scrutinize his freedom to move from one place to the other, meaning to change places in order to benefit the goal, but still, that there is a connection both for the still, vegetative, inanimate, between him and the environment. Only the difference between them is that the vegetative itself can change his attitude towards the environment, that it moves from one place to the next. Meaning it can do such actions that bring him the additional light that reforms.
And then the difference between the animate and the speaking is in the intensity of that action?
No. The speaking can add to his desire through the others. He's included in the others. He has the force of the Creator within him. That just like the Creator that created the desire within him, he can make difference in his desire through the environment. Yes, Yaakov.
How can a ten force each of them to feel the other? To force them, not to give any...
You can't force anyone. It's just a result of the influence of the light. How can you even approach someone and say, you must change? How? Impossible.
So how do you bring the ten to a point where you ask for the light to feel the other?
The fact that you talk about this importance, and you awaken everyone, and each one the others, and you ask, you pray with a general deficiency.
And what does it mean to feel the others precisely?
I don't. Why would you want that? And where do you need that?
Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about. Where does it say about what you're asking?
No, what does it mean to feel someone else? What does it mean to feel them?
It's deficiencies, it's desire, so that through their desire I'll be able to connect to it, to bestow upon it, and from love of the others, reach love of the Creator. That's it, yes.
You talked about filtering. Anything live, even the primitive, like one cell beings, the filtering is done by the membrane, secreting bad things outside and leaving the good things in.
Right.
Can we say that the change between corporeality and spirituality is that the direction of this membrane changes, where I want to secrete the good outwards?
Yes, of course, you change this membrane.
Okay, now the question, is the klipa a corporeal membrane? And that same klipa, when it changes its direction, it becomes a masach, a screen?
No. The klipa that you can't use in your current state for your advancement is all in all the will to receive that you don't use, part of which I don't want to. There's a confusion here. It's best if we won't even treat anything as a klipa. No such thing. What you can't use for now, you can't use. But there's no evil in the world. It's all relative to the degree, towards the state. That in whatever I'm prohibited to use, in other words, it's not for my advancement, then I don't use it. I make a restriction upon it. That's the Tzimtzum, sorry, is already on a high degree, where we start building a Partzuf towards the Creator, and then we already have this copy of bestowing to the Creator or bestowing to the opposite form. I understand you, but we can't scrutinize this now. Yes, who's there at the end?
What is adhesion in the Creator according to our new perception?
What was it before? I don't understand.
What was it before?
Adhesion to the Creator is considered that I want to bestow upon him like he wants to bestow upon me. And then our influences, our bestowal, it clothes one on the other, I in him and him in me. And then this state of itkalalut, this mutual inclusion that we attain, is called adhesion.
In what way can I bestow to him by the deficiency I bring the friends?
You can bestow to him by wanting to bestow to him. by having love towards him, by wanting to give contentment. You want him to feel good. And then you discover in that, to the same extent, his attitude towards you, that same love and concern and care, it's mutual. And then, in this state that happens, this mutual state, it's called adhesion, dvikut. We have some more time. Where are we?
Item 39.
Now we have shown that the Creator's desired goal for the creation He had created is to bestow upon His creatures, so they would know His truthfulness and greatness, and receive all the delight and pleasure that He had prepared for them, in the measure described in the verse, Ephraim, my darling son, is he joy of his parents? Thus, you clearly find that this purpose does not apply to the still and the great spheres such as the earth, the moon, or the sun, however luminous they may be, and not to the vegetative or the animate, for they lack the sensation of others, even from among their own species. Therefore, how can the sensation of the godly and his bestowal apply to them? Humankind alone, having been prepared with the sensation of others of the same species who are similar to them, after delving in Torah and mitzvot, when they invert their will to receive to a will to bestow, and come to equivalence of form with his Maker, they receive all the degrees that have been prepared for them in the upper world, called Naran Chai. By that, they become qualified to receive the purpose of the thought of creation. After all, the purpose of the creation of all the worlds was for man alone.
Questions? I think it's clear that from everything that evolves, all the upper worlds we don't know about, but with respect to nature that we see, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, then only the person is somehow has the ability to change its states, to benefit its states, to put its life in that way, and that all the purpose of creation, all the process, is just directed towards him. Now the question is, how does a person take himself in order to identify that state of where he is, the world of where he is, and what you can do to him, and what goal to reach? Yes. Five more minutes.
Item 40. And I know that it is completely unaccepted in the eyes of some of the philosophers. They cannot agree that man, which they think of as low and worthless, is the center of the magnificent creation. But they are like a worm that is born inside a radish. It lives there and thinks that the world of the Creator is as bitter, as dark, and small as the radish it was born in. But as soon as it breaks the shell of the radish and peeps out, it claims in bewilderment, I thought the whole world was the size of the radish I was born in. And now I see a grand, beautiful, and wondrous world before me. So too are those who are immersed in the klipa, the singular of klipot, of the will to receive they were born with. So too are those who are immersed in the klipa of the will to receive they were born with. and did not try to take the unique spice, which are the practical Torah and mitzvot, which can break this hard klipa and turn it into a desire to bestow contentment upon the Maker. It is certain that they must determine their worthlessness and emptiness as they truly are, and cannot comprehend that this magnificent reality had been created only for them. Indeed, had they delved in Torah and mitzvot to bestow contentment upon their Maker with all the required purity, and would try to break the klipa of the will to receive they were born in, and assume the desire to bestow, their eyes would immediately open to see and attain for themselves all the degrees of wisdom, intelligence, and clear mind that have been prepared for them in the spiritual world. Then they would themselves say what our sages said. What does a good guest say? Everything the host has done, he has done for me alone.
But in the meanwhile, while we are in the radish, we cannot say that. That's why we need to do all the possible efforts that are required in order to leave the radish and to start attaining the upper degrees. That then, what do we do? Just like we've learned today, not that we attain something good and that's why we call it good, but the goodness that we attain is a deficiency. That's the difference. When you're in the radish, then you're crying about having the deficiency, and when you exit the radish, that's what it's called, then it's considered that you are grateful for that deficiency, right? Can't hear. Okay. That's it. What do you want to do next?
We'd like to share you and all the friends in a certain what happened here regarding the world, the big congress, regarding the content of the big congress. Well, we all noticed that we started studying lessons about the big congress, and we somehow felt we're not in the right direction, choosing the content. And you also related to it in one of the lessons that we're going to be in a big congress with many, many people, and our approach should be different. I'll share this with all the friends. In a conversation we had, we talked about having an opportunity that only happens once in a decade, that Israel is celebrating 70 years since its foundation, and there's a very special feeling, a special opportunity to take these people and to come closer, to show how the wisdom of Kabbalah is not only supporting that it's supporting the people of Israel, the state of Israel. Not only that, rather to show the role of the wisdom of Kabbalah and how this is the fulfillment of what is Israel.
That wisdom specifically is aimed at building the nation, and that's why we see that they're not succeeding, not in building the nation or the country.
And there was some kind of, well, in the content team, we thought a lot about how can we make a congress that, on the one hand, many friends from abroad will come. These are very close friends to us. They want to be with us together. On the other hand, how can we have a congress that is related to this thing called the people of Israel as well? And the great idea we had is that we can talk about Israel externally, but what we really talk about is the internal Israel, Yeshakel. What we want to do is to tell you the story about the spiritual awakening, the point in the heart, and then we try to take concepts that each person in Israel knows about regarding our culture and our way of life, being seemingly a nation during this past 70 years, and through them to clothe on the spiritual advancement. If we can see the slide, So what are we going to have? The subjects of the topics of the lessons. I'm going to say generally, the first day is, if we look at the three lessons of the first day, it's building the nation, or a person builds his spiritual kli. So the first lesson is, what do I live for? Meaning the awakening of the point in the heart as a result of everything a person experienced in his life. The second lesson is, in each and every generation, one must see himself as if he came out of Egypt. Things that relate to exile and redemption, one's desire to come out of his own egoistic nature to a nature of bestowal. And we are coming to the third lesson as one man in one heart, which is the brit, the covenant. That's the state we want to be in, we have to be in. A nation is born, or a man is born. In the second day, we're going to have a day related to the means. We've built the kli. Now, what do we fill the kli with? The first and foremost thing is there's none else besides him. That's the point we're headed to. That's the flag we're thriving to be by. Because of there's none else besides him, love covers all transgression. It happens inside a person and inside a nation. That's the only principle. Love covers all crimes. And then we reach a state of Shevet Achim Gam Yachad, brothers sitting together, everyone feeling their whole and together. The sixth lesson is an open evening. We're going to invite all the friends in our points in the heart, in the all our groups in Israel. And if you've been with us in any framework, like you just were with us in one semester in the campus, we're going to want to invite you to this evening. It's going to be a great evening when we awaken love in us. Okay, in the third day, we've reached a state of brothers sitting together. We're discovering that the only force that lies in reality and has to rule one man and the whole nation is love thy friend as yourself. That's what we follow. That's the root of Israel. Love thy friend as yourself. We reach a state of wholeness. He that does the peace above, he will put peace all over Israel. That's a state of wholeness, of peace. With this, we want to reach the last lesson, which is, if you want it, it is no legend. This is also a sentence Israel can relate to. Love thy friend as yourself. And it's also the way each person realizes himself. If we reach the state, if you want it, it is no legend. It is no dream. This last evening, if you want it, it is no dream. And we're going to invite everyone, all our families, people who are not necessarily looking for a spiritual experience, but they want to see the greatness of the friends from Israel and the world, people who love Israel beyond language, views, political views. It's going to be a very, very strong emotional evening. I just wanted to mention the names of the people who are engaged in the content, not so you can applaud to them. Rather, I want you, everyone, all over the world, if you want and can, add, please turn to these people. First of all, we have Roya Koka, who's in charge of the team that organizes Yeshivot Chaverim. If you have any idea about friends who should come, friends who are really on fire and they're coming over, and so please turn to us and tell us. Leo Gur and Itai Rafaeli are organizing the second evening with friends from all over Israel. So if you have any idea, turn to them. And Amit Shalev is in charge of the last evening. You can also turn to Misha Rosenstein, and we are here. We'd like to hear all your ideas. L'chaim nebaruch. I'll also ask a question. I hope we can help. We have time for that. I know we don't have a lot of time, but when we built this new kind of content for the Congress, this sentence, if you will want it, it is no dream. It's a sentence that every person in Israel knows this sentence. Its meaning is also right for bringing this wisdom of Kabbalah to all of Israel. We thought maybe this sentence can be kind of a slogan or subtitle of the Congress. It can show people what we want from this Congress.
We are in a state that is not starting nor ending. That's our attitude between us, which projects to our attitude towards all the nations of the world, with our neighbors to start with, and then the entire world, and through them our attitude to the Creator. Everything depends on one another. Everything depends on the connection between us. If we say, "Im tirtzu en zo agada," if you want it, then it's no, it's not a dream only, then of course. We want to show everyone that we can't build anything that isn't changing, and that no one expects to have easy times, difficult times, and we shouldn't shut our eyes, but we should see everything correctly. That the world needs actual correction. And as much as it needs correction, as it searches for correction, they'll search for us. Therefore, you need to show Israel and to the same part that is concerned for tomorrow that connection is salvation, and that we have the method of connection, and the more we do it in quantity, the easier the work will be. And therefore, if we do want it, then it's no myth. We need to show that. And the method of connection is only the method of Kabbalah. Only that method speaks of it. We see it also according to sources. His Kabbalists that throughout these generations spoke only about connection. That is the method for correction. It's not religion or no other method. That's why we must show this to everyone. We need to try and express this in every possible way. At least, they'll know what we're talking about, so they'll understand, or won't understand. They'll understand later on. We need to do in this Congress broad dissemination to understand why we're gathering, to what extent people are coming from all around the world, specifically revolving around this goal, around this topic. It needs to be very impressive. We need to also prepare culture evenings which are nice and broad. Not just a few songs of ours. Well, not like we did it in the past where it was like put on a show and everything. No. We need to expand it. Because at the end it's a celebration. It's not a Kabbalah La'am Congress, but it's broader than that. It's the celebration of 70 years. So it has to be festive.
So I'll just say, regarding that, Leo and Itai, and also Amit, they're building these special evenings, they're building it for guests and a lot of music, not necessarily our music. On the contrary, Arkady is going to put on a show and songs from Israel all through the generation to makes a connecting experience for everyone. Well, I wanted to ask about the content, the studying content. I understand that the registration for the worldly and the friends is, there's a need to start learning these subjects and these things. How much time do you think we should dedicate for that?
I don't think a long time, because all in all what we're learning, and also in the workshops as well, during recent times, it will all enter naturally the Congress as well. Maybe we'll need to express this, no more than expression, but the topic is the same topic that we're in. Therefore, I have no problem to take a few sentences and from tomorrow to start the study and the workshops. You won't feel that there's any drastic change there towards the Congress, no. It's the same. It's towards that same Ibur, the same understanding of the Machsom, acceptance of change, being happy from the yearning. And
okay, so I really hope that in the upcoming 2 days we're going to start.
Yep. I'm available for all this work if you want. Be my guest. Most important thing is to emphasize that what we want is the Kli, so all of our work is in the Kli. So whatever you want. All right, so now we're clearing out the stage for your discussion, right? Are there any other questions? Yes, Uri.
I wanted to ask, why don't we start the Congress with Rznanos besides him? It's always on the second day.
I don't know. You have people here. What do you want from me?
I'm just asking this question.
I'm invited as a guest speaker, and that's it.
Okay, so this question is also for Raif and everyone. Maybe they know. Now, one more question. The second day, I have friends who never heard about Kabbalah. They shouldn't come on the second day?
It does suit them, and the more we come closer, we'll explain what exactly is going to be, and each one shall decide where he wants to invite his guest to. Look, Sunday is why am I alive? It's more suitable than none else besides him to start the first day with. Or do we just want the first day for us completely and the second and third to have it for mixed audiences? That, I don't know. Decide and do whatever you think. It's all in your hands. It's very dynamic. Because by that, you don't need to change the kitchen or the tables. We'll figure it out. Anyway, everyone can join that same team that's cooking up the content, and each one who does is blessed. All right, can I go? That's it. Yes, okay.
Right.